is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin on Wall Street, where stocks have shot up in early trading, soothing fears of a recession after a couple of stellar economic reports. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Positive news from Walmart, plus a stronger-than-expected retail sales report, alongside a declining inflation rate, really does boost the case for the Federal Reserve to be able to land this economic plane in an easy way, the so-called soft landing.
Retail sales were up 1% in July. High-income shoppers helped boost second quarter sales at Walmart more than 4%. Dow's up 404 at the moment. Donald Trump made an economic promise at a rally in Asheville, North Carolina.
From today and from the day I take the oath of office, we will rapidly drive prices down and make America affordable again.
A vice presidential debate between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz has just been agreed to by both sides. It'll be hosted by CBS News on October 1st in New York City. Vance wants another debate September 18th. The Biden administration says it's reached deals with drug companies to lower the price for 10 of the most popular and expensive drugs for older Americans. CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
This is the first time the government has been able to directly negotiate drug prices with manufacturers covered by Medicare.
They'll impact drugs that help manage diabetes, blood cancers, and others that prevent heart failure or blood clots. A new round of Gaza ceasefire talks is underway today in Doha, but a key player is boycotting over the assassinations of two Hamas leaders. Correspondent Remy Innocencio from Tel Aviv.
Another Hamas official just told CBS News by text that it is still not sending anyone there. No one from our side in the negotiations. But they say that if there's a breakthrough in talks that happen over the next day, or who knows how long it goes, potentially Hamas could come back to the table.
A Russian court has sentenced a dual American citizen to 12 years in prison for a small donation to a pro-Ukrainian charity. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Ksenia Karolina lives in the U.S. She had returned to Russia to see family when she was arrested. Her boyfriend, Chris Van Heerden, says a couple of years ago she made a donation to a charity assisting Ukraine.
She's an American citizen that made a $51.80 donation in Los Angeles, exercising her First Amendment rights. She has done nothing wrong.
But he said the U.S. hasn't classified her as wrongfully detained.
Dow now up 375, S&P ahead 64. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A former Racine County Country Club is making way for a massive industrial project. Ashley Capital wants to build a $440 million industrial park at the former South Hills Country Club site in Caledonia. The plan being reviewed includes 10 buildings and is expected to create 2,000 full-time jobs. July home sales in Racine County showed a little growth, while Kenosha County saw a higher increase. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors has a Kenosha County jump in July year-to-year home sales at 13%. Racine County had 3.5% growth. Microsoft has expanded its land holdings in Racine County by buying an additional 70 acres in Mount Pleasant. They now own over 1,200 acres in the area. A beach hazards statement is in effect for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It lasts through the overnight, and waves of 4 to 6 feet are expected. And the DOT says they're closing down the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are being told to use the detour, which includes 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers head to Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have a joint practice tomorrow with the Broncos, then a preseason game Sunday night. Tight end Tucker Kraft now back on the field after suffering that torn pectoral muscle in the team weight room last April. Yesterday, Kraft took out rookie safety Javon Bullard in a big downfield block.
That was just a play where things just went my way. You don't always, sometimes you got to improvise when you're out there on the field. It was like a homecoming play.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-4 win over the the Dodgers last night in Milwaukee. After the game, manager Pat Murphy praised the Brewers' starting pitcher, Frankie Montas, picked up in that trade with the Reds.
Montas, let's not forget this guy. Him and William navigated five innings and 100-plus pitches, but the guy's stuff was great, and the guts he showed staying in there. I mean, Frankie Montas, for me, you know, that's a memory for a long time. Much needed, and he stepped up.
As Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain, amounts of a half inch or more possible in spots. 75 today, 68 tonight, clearing 81 tomorrow. The weekend, plenty of sunshine with highs near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
And timeless is right here at WRJ. And Love and Spoonfuls, do you believe in magic? I do. I believe in the magic of Elvis. Yeah. When you hear Elvis movie clip this hour? Yeah. You hear it this hour, you'll be my fifth caller, and you will get Elvis in concert. Great album, by the way. I wish I could win this. Sometime this hour on WRJ when you hear the movie clip.
What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely, a new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Your mind. pleasure. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation, there'll be peace and good brotherhood, crystal blue persuasion.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Chance now.
Come on, baby, you look like a motion.
on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Elvis, 47 years tomorrow. He's been gone longer than he was alive. That's, well, yeah, duh. That's going to be all of us someday. Well, me anyway. So but we're looking at this. I thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool to play Elvis movie clips? Because I'm telling you, you want to make your spouse, your fiance, your girlfriend happy. You just have a chick flick night with her. Popcorn, champagne. Yeah, I'm easy. You know, as far as popcorn. Honey, do you want a steak or do you want popcorn? Well, if I'm watching Elvis, I want popcorn. So, and of course, you've got Elvis playing in the background. On vinyl, of course, as you're watching one of his cool singing movies. And today, no exception, the singing movie of all Elvis singing movies, Jailhouse Rock, and an actress that didn't even live long enough to enjoy her fame with Elvis, the unbelievably beautiful and talented Judy Tyler, who was killed shortly after the movie wrapped. She was going back home in a car, and in the 50s, the roads just weren't the same as they are now. Well, come to think of it, we get a lot of accidents now. So I want you to jot this number down, 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-WRJN. Sometime this hour, yes, we are going, I'm going to play the Elvis clip, and then you start dialing when you hear that clip and be my fifth caller, and you will get yourself the latest of Elvis vintage albums, Elvis in Concert, right here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Craving the best sandwiches around? From August 15th to the 18th, treat your taste buds to a flavor-packed experience with Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament in Cliffside Park. Enjoy the crispy fried appetizers and signature subs, and with the new mobile concession system, you won't miss a moment of the tournament. See why Lee's Deli has been Racine's favorite sandwich shop. The best of Racine year after year. Visit the deliciousness of Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament Thursday through Sunday at Cliffside Park.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I
is right here at WRJN as we join that Mansfield, Ohio music explosion group. We're going to perform a little bit of soul for WRJN.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite, you need a little bit of soul to put you right. You gotta bend like you wanna be in a prayer, and then a little bit of soul will come your way.
As we now join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One in four voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 26% is the highest turnout for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of two proposed amendments to the state constitution. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is still declining to talk about the extent of his wealth.
I'm not going to get into that question.
And why not?
Why would I?
Hovde's recent financial disclosure says he's worth about $500 million. Democrats say it matters whether Hovde sells his holdings in SunWest Bank.
We need to know what kind of influence that those that have money in that bank are going to ultimately have over the decisions he makes in the Senate.
State Representative Tip McGuire speaking for the Tammy Baldwin campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft is still making real estate moves in Racine County. The company this week purchased an additional 70 acres of land in Mount Pleasant for almost $13 million. The latest acquisition brings their total land ownership in the area to over 1,200 acres. The new land is in the current project area, but north of Highway 11. The tech giant's $3 billion data center project is expected to create more than 2,000 construction jobs by year end. Referenda for funding emergency medical services in Kenosha County got mixed results Tuesday night. Randall and Wheatland voters strongly supported increased funding, while Twin Lakes residents narrowly opposed their measure. The Kenosha County Clerk's Office says all results will remain unofficial until the vote canvass on August 20th. A pastry party has been planned in Racine. ONH is celebrating its 75th anniversary September 14th with an event at its Washington Avenue location. The celebration will feature live music, family-friendly activities, and the return of four specialty Kringle flavors, each representing a different generation of the Olson family. All five bakery locations will feature the special flavors. And the DOT says they're shutting down a Racine County bridge. There will be a closure of the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are advised to use alternate routes, including 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. The closure dates and times may be subject to change based on weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Showers and thunderstorms will roll through the area at times. Periods of moderate to heavy rainfall expected. We could see some localized flash flooding. While the risk for severe weather is low, a few strong thunderstorms could produce some small hail, gusty winds, and torrential downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
WRJN.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. No, we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
WRJN, and when you hear Elvis Presley movie clip of Jailhouse Rock, you start dialing that phone. 262-634-WRJN to win the latest in Elvis vinyl. And now it's the Outsiders.
Time won't let me.
me what you see.
About 5'4", weight 115, pretty well stacked.
Well, I'm glad you find me pleasing.
I don't find you nothing.
Then why are you staring?
I'm interested in the jukebox.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't know about mechanics.
I don't either. I'm a singer.
Indeed.
Hey, look. I just saw you writing down some figures in your little book, and I wondered what you were doing. So don't get any fancy ideas about yourself.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm afraid I misunderstood.
I'm afraid you did.
Well, if you buy me a fresh drink, I'll tell you about the figures.
Buy your own drink.
Is yours the approved manner with ladies in the backwoods?
Just tell me about the figures.
All right. I'm an exploitation man in the record business. I work for Mickey Alba. You've heard of him.
Word sometimes gets to the backwoods.
Well, I plug his records with disc jockeys, jukeboxes, stores. Oh, hello, Sam.
Oh, hello, kid.
This is Sam Brewster, the cheerful owner.
Vince Ever, did you get Hunk Howden's letter?
Mm-hmm. So you want a job, huh?
When do I go to work?
Whenever you want.
It's as good as any.
It's up to you. Bring me a salsa, will you?
Can those guys play with me when I sing?
Sing? What do you mean, sing?
Sing? You said I could start tonight.
It's Barboy. Make setups, bring ice.
Show. If you look out your note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and congratulations to my winner, Steve Hansen of Racine. Congratulations, my dear. You have got yourself the latest of Vintage Elvis, Elvis in Concert, which I think is really cool. It's going to be a great album. Live Elvis, really the only way we could hear the king now. He's been gone for 47 years tomorrow, and Jailhouse Rock. Oh, the best of the best. Although I'm partial to Blue Hawaii, which is a really cool, sweet movie, also featuring a female co-star who met a tragic end. Today's co-star, Judy Tyler, who was with Elvis in this movie, and incredibly, I mean, just a gifted actress, she passed away even before the film came out, so she never even got to see how popular she became, and most people, when they went to see this film, had no idea who she was because she died before it came out, 3 weeks after it stopped filming. She was killed in a car accident. Her and her husband were heading back home, and they decided to take the scenic route and were killed in a traffic accident in Wyoming. So tomorrow, Blue Hawaii, when you hear the Blue Hawaii movie clip, then you'll be my fifth caller, and you'll get yourself the giant Elvis Aaron Presley box set. Hope you like it. And don't go on Amazon to see how much that thing is worth right now, because it is really worth a little bit more than what we got for it. All right. So anyway, our Vintage Album Lives contest all this week right here at WRJN, and the last day tomorrow.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years, with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life, or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Save big money in your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's ultra-advanced semi-transparent exterior stain and sealant in one can be applied on damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Save big and ultra-advanced exterior stain at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. All right. You ain't got no right, no, you don't. Not a piece of sight, ain't.
Bob-a-ran. Bob-a-ran.
Local news, timeless hits, and Stuart J. Waddles with local news coming up. Mike Clemens of Sports, CBS National News, all just minutes away right here on WRJN.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's word of at least one arrest in connection with the death of actor Matthew Perry, who died last October at his Southern California home with the drug ketamine in his system. Some reports say several people face charges and at least one is a doctor. Officials say they'll reveal more later today. The government's reached a deal with pharmaceutical companies to slash the cost of 10 of Medicare's most popular and costly drugs. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
According to the White House, the new prices could save taxpayers $100 billion over 10 years, which should amount to around $6 billion.